Weeks of buildup came down to a little under 3 hours of testimony this morning. Condoleezza Rice appeared publicly before the commission reviewing the September 11th attacks. The National Security Advisor told the panel that before 9/11, the Bush administration understood the seriousness of the al-Qaeda threat, but had no silver bullet. We have several reports on the hearing today. We begin with NPR's Pam Fessler.
Rice's appearance was much anticipated because the White House for months had refused to allow her to testify in public, citing executive privilege. So when she entered the Senate hearing room, dozens of cameras clicked and hundreds of people, many of them relatives of those who died in the attacks, watched from the audience. Unlike former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark, who opened his testimony 2 weeks ago with a dramatic apology, Rice did not say she was sorry for the government's failure to stop the attacks. Instead, she said there was no silver bullet that could have prevented them, and that prior to 9/11, the government was, quote, effectively blind to what was about to happen.
I think we've all asked ourselves what more could have been done. I will tell you, if we had known that an attack was coming against the United States, an attack was coming against New York and Washington, we would have moved heaven and earth to stop it.
Rice said when the Bush administration came to power, it was briefed by the outgoing Clinton administration about the al-Qaeda threat and given proposals on how to deal with it. But she said President Bush wanted a more comprehensive strategy because he was, in his words, tired of swatting at flies. She admitted the broader policy took months for the new administration to pull together, in part because it involved many foreign policy concerns.
It takes some time to think about how to reorient your policy toward Pakistan. It takes some time to think about how to have a more effective policy toward Afghanistan.
But several commission members expressed frustration that the Bush administration hadn't moved more quickly, as Clark testified he had recommended. Former Democratic Senator Bob Kerry asked Rice why no action was taken to retaliate for the October 2000 bombing of the USS Cole, even though it was clear soon into the Bush administration that al-Qaeda was responsible.
Why didn't we respond to the Cole? Why didn't we swat that fly?
I believe that there's a question of whether or not you respond in a tactical sense or whether you respond in a strategic sense.
She said the White House did not want to engage in tit-for-tat attacks against al-Qaeda and was worried that if Osama bin Laden escaped, it would only strengthen him. Rice was also asked why the administration did not respond more aggressively in the summer of 2001 to a sharp increase in intelligence reports indicating that an attack against U.S. interests was imminent. Rice said all the information at the time pointed to an attack overseas. She called the reports frustratingly vague.
Let me read you some of the actual chatter that was picked up in that spring and summer. Unbelievable news coming in weeks, said one. Big event. There will be a very, 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 very big uproar. There will be attacks in the near future. Troubling, yes. But they don't tell us when, they don't tell us where, they don't tell us who, and they don't tell us how.
She said the government was put on a high state of alert nonetheless, and that numerous warnings were issued by the FBI and other agencies. But Commissioner Jamie Gorelick, a deputy attorney general in the Clinton administration, questioned just how effective those warnings were.
Secretary Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, had no idea of the threat. The administrator of the FAA, responsible for security on our airlines, had no idea.
Gorelick said even though Rice testified that FBI field offices had been asked to increase surveillance of known or suspected terrorists, no field agents interviewed by the commission knew of the heightened threat. She said warnings that the FBI sent out to local law enforcement officials around the country had little impact.
To me, and you're free to comment on them, they are feckless. They don't tell anybody anything. They don't bring anyone to battle stations.
Gorelick said if there had been a stronger warning, those in the FBI who were concerned about foreign students taking flying lessons might have been taken more seriously. But Rice said the problem was more fundamental, that there were barriers, both structural and cultural, preventing the sharing of information inside the government, especially between the FBI and the CIA.
I just don't buy the argument that we weren't shaking the trees enough and that something was going to fall out that gave us somehow that little piece of information that would have led to connecting all of those dots.
Commissioner Richard Benveniste also questioned why the administration didn't respond more aggressively to warnings from Clark that terrorists might someday strike inside the United States, an issue raised in an August 6th daily intelligence briefing for the president.
Did you tell the president at any time prior to August 6th of the existence of al-Qaeda cells in the United States?
First, let me just make certain.
If you could just answer that question.
First, because Rice said she didn't remember discussing the issue with the president, but that he was aware of it.
I talked to people about this, but I don't remember the al-Qaeda cells as being something that we were told we needed to do something about.
Isn't it a fact, Dr. Rice, that the August 6th PDB warned against possible attacks in this country? And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDB.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. No, Mr. Benveniste, I would like to finish my point here.
Rice said that the brief did not specifically warn about attacks inside the United States, but rather included historical information about al-Qaeda. Rice also denied that the August 6th briefing included a warning that terrorists were planning to hijack airplanes and use them as missiles. She said she personally was never briefed on that possibility.
I cannot tell you that there might not have been a report here or a report there that reached somebody in our midst.
Rice said she wanted to revise a public statement she made 2 years ago that no one could have imagined such a scenario. In this exchange with former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer, Rice denied that her subordinate, Richard Clark, was refused an opportunity to air his concerns that the administration did not take the terrorist threat seriously enough.
All that he needed to do was to say, I need time to brief the president on something.
I think he did say that. Dr. Rice, in a private interview to us, he said he asked to brief the president.
I have to say, Mr. Romer, to my recollection,
you say
Dick
he
Clark
didn't.
Never asked me to brief the president on counterterrorism.
Rice also disputed Clark's accusations that the president had pushed him to link the 9/11 attacks to Saddam Hussein. She said the main focus in the days following the attacks was on going after al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The commission is expected to interview President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney soon in a private session about these issues and others. The panel also told Rice that she could be called back to answer more questions in private. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.